God from that word.
So if I speak life over myself, guess what?
Life will come.
Yes.
That's what we study in the new series. Say the new series.
New series.
What's the new series? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Next, hallelujah. Level.
Next level living. Say next level living.
Next level living.
I'm going to say next level living.
Next level living.
You're going to next level. Say the next level.
Next level.
Because Jesus didn't die for you to stay on the same level.
Yes, sir.
Jesus didn't die for you to stay in the same location, the same place, with the same thoughts, with the same ideas, with the same results, with the same problems, with the same issues. No, he didn't die so you can live the same. Say, come up higher.
Come up higher.
He's coming to take you to what? The next level. And the next level comes with what? Next level preparation. So I got to prepare myself. So go to the next level. And the word of God is the vehicle to take me to the next level. Say, I'm ready to go. Say, the engines are roaring. Glory to God. Indy 500, it's time to take off. Amen.
Amen.
Time to go to the next level in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. Glory to God. And we give honor to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We give honor to Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. We give honor to the Holy Spirit who is in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank God, say thank God.
Thank God.
Uncle Wesley being in the house today. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for Uncle Wesley. And we thank God for a nephew that loves his uncle enough to invite him, glory to God, to the house of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's love right there. Say, that's love right there.
Amen,
amen, man. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me up in here. Can't nobody do you like what?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a vehicle that takes you what? To the next level. Say next level.
Next level.
Glory to God. Let's start with some definitions. Say, Pastor, bring out the definitions.
Definition.
Say, we're a teaching church.
We're a teaching church.
A teaching assembly of God.
Amen.
If the word is your life, if the word is the nutrient that you need to grow and develop, then it's my responsibility to teach you the word. Not my ideas, not my opinions, but to teach you the unadulterated, pure word of what? God. And you, say me, I should be open to receive the pure, unadulterated word of God. Why? Because it's life to me if I believe it. I have to say that. Say believe. The word has to be believed in order to receive the manifestation of what God has for you. You have to believe it.
Amen.
You must believe it. Which means you have to meditate on it. Think about it. Huh? Mutter means to speak it all the time. Why are you doing this? Because you're creating memory. You create memory when you talk about something over and over again. You create memory, and memory scientifically looks like a tree under the microscope. Those who study the brain, when they evaluate a thought is like a seed that's planted into your mind, conscious and subconscious. And the more you say it,
the more I say it.
That tree, say the tree.
That tree.
Just like a real tree. Starts to grow. And it starts to branch. And branch off. And branch off. And branch off. And branch off. And they say when a memory is fully established, it looks like a full grown tree. What's so important about that? Full grown trees are not easily moved. Can I bring some revelation to you? Full-grown trees are not easily moved. Why aren't they easily moved? Because they have a bigger root system beneath it than they do above it.
Amen.
Huh? When we design buildings, we design foundations. Say foundations.
Foundations.
Big enough. Why? Because we are mimicking God's creation and God's design. So we put a foundation deep enough. Say deep enough. So when the wind comes against it, It might take the wind's forces, but it ain't gonna break. Do you follow me? See, the tree will bend. Say, the tree will bend. Huh? Say, but it won't break. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are creating a memory, say a memory, inside of your mind, and the enemy comes to attack with a word that's contrary to the what? The will of God. Because winds are also representative in the Bible of words. Mm-hmm. And words coming can impact you. Say impact you. They can impact the way you think about a situation. They can knock you sideways when you're firmly committed to something. And these words become like a rushing wind. And they're coming against you. And the word of God is not rooted in you. You can be moved from your position. I'm going to die. Huh? I'm not going to make it. We don't have enough money. I'm not smart enough. See, these are words that come against you to make you think contrary to what God has said about you. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that a word that's rooted deep down inside of you? Because if that word is rooted deep down inside of you, you won't be moved when problems come your way. Hmm? You won't be shifted by the adversity that comes against your life. You'll embrace it because you're rooted and grounded in the word. Say, rooted and grounded in the word. The word. Say, the word. Say, it's the word. It's the word, folks. It's the word. It's the word. It won't get any simpler than that. Because God keeps it simple. God doesn't create things to make it difficult for you. But God keeps it in your face and says, now you do this. And you continue to do this. And as you continue to do this, you'll continue to have success. Say success.
Success.
Say, I'm created for success.
I'm created for success.
If that were not the case, Jesus would have never said, you can do all things. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So the master's not saying stuff just to make you happy. Though it should. He's saying things so you can believe him. And you can have whatever what you say. Say, whatever I say.
Whatever I say.
Say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say,
God
has called me to be successful. But he didn't tell you that you wouldn't have trials. Every successful person has gone through something. Because success does not come without challenge. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Success will never come without challenge. Why? Because you have an adversary. The Bible says you have an adversary. Say you have an adversary. You have an adversary called Satan, and he has a kingdom. But Jesus stomped on that kingdom. Hallelujah. And when he rose from the grave, resurrection power, he says, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Then he says in Luke chapter 10, verse number 17, I have given you the authority to tread upon the heads of serpents and scorpions and all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by what? Any means what? Harm me. So if I'm walking on something, who's on top?
Me.
If I am on top, who has the superior position?
Me.
So if I'm on top of the devil, if I'm on top of his circumstances, how can he whoop me? The only way he can whoop you is to make you think that you don't have the position that you already have.
Yes.
That's why you got to know the word. Say, you got to know the word. Because the enemy comes to what? Steal the word from you. So let's talk about glory to God. Say, next level living.
Next level living.
I'm going to give you a definition, glory to God, that I took out of the dictionary that I think, hallelujah, is apropos. That's another SAT word. Y'all remember that when y'all take the SAT?
Okay.
Apropos. It simply means appropriate. Okay. That's the Greek. See, that's the Greek derivative of our English word, appropriate. Okay, preparation means it's not going to life. Say life.
Life.
Any system, can you hear me?
Yes, any system.
Say any system.
Any system.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Any system capable of performing. Okay. What's life? Any system capable of performing. Glory to God. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Let me break that down. Let me back up a little bit. I got ahead of myself. Say life.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Any system capable of performing the following functions. The following functions.
Say, we need to know this.
Say,
we need to break things down. Glory to God. What are the functions, Pastor?
Yes.
Eating. Don't eat, you die. Mm-hmm. Say, you gotta eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say, metabolizing. Metabolizing. That's you breaking what you eat down. Okay? Say, excreting. That's when you get rid of what you ate that's no good to you. You do that in the bathroom. Hallelujah. That's a nice way to say it. Say, breathing. You got to breathe. You start breathing, what you going to do? You're going to die. Say, moving. Say, if you don't move, things are going to clog up. You're going to slow down, and you die slowly. Say, moving. Mm-hmm. Say, moving. Mm-hmm. And lastly, say, lastly. Growing. Growing. So we break this down. What is life, Pastor? Life is any system capable of performing the following functions: eating, metabolizing, excreting, breathing, moving, and say, growing.
Growing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus said in John chapter 3, I came that you might have what?
Life.
And that life what?
More abundant.
Say, abundant life.
Abundant life.
Uh-huh. Say, he's calling to give me abundant life. Uh-huh. We're going to discuss that even further. Say, preparation.
Preparation.
Mm-hmm. Say, God's taking this to another level. Say, another level. Say, next level living.
Next level living.
Next level living comes from next level preparation. What's preparation? The act or process. Say, the act or process of making. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. The act or process of making, say, ready.
Ready.
Say, for use.
Use.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Or service.
Or service.
Or, glory to God, of getting ready. So of getting ready
for an occasion.
Say, for an occasion.
For an occasion.
Glory to God. Test.
Yes.
Or duty. Everybody, I'm going to let you write that down so you can see it. Some of you are taping, so you'll get it anyway. Amen?
Amen.
So everybody read for me. What's life?
Any system capable of performing the following functions: eating, metabolizing, excreting, breathing, moving, and growing.
Mm-hmm. What's preparation?
The act or process of making ready for use or service, or getting ready for an occasion.
So say, in life,
preparation is necessary.
Because there's a duty,
a test,
or an occasion that you need to operate in. Also, say, also, I'm being processed
for use
and service. Say, God is
processing
me for his use, for his service, to fulfill
his
plans for your life. Glory to God. Give God a round of applause. Amen. Say, God has plans for my life. But he wants me to understand life, so I can cooperate with him and receive the benefits that he has for me. Say, cooperation is everything. Without cooperation, you can't have success. You must be in alignment. Your body must align with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Your body must align with your thoughts. Your heart must align with your thoughts.
Because a heart not in alignment with your mind will bring you trouble. Your mind can want to do something, but your heart ain't in it.
Come on now.
Do you follow me? Your mind should want to do something, but if your heart's not in it, you're going to miss out on the opportunity. Your mind says you need to go to work. Your heart said, I don't feel like it. Anybody battle with that?
Yes.
When you know you should do something, but you don't do it, and you suffer consequences as a result of it.
Amen.
Anybody been there?
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? So even your mind and your heart have to be in alignment for you to receive what you need to have, even in the natural.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, glory to God. I got a bill to pay, but I don't feel like paying. So I'm going to go buy a new suit. Buy me some clothes. You understand what I'm saying? That bill collector ain't going nowhere. And they're coming to get what? Their money. And then they're going to tack on back charges on top of what you hadn't already paid. So you got what you wanted, but you didn't do what you needed. Amen. And now you're going to pay the consequence, say consequence, for not doing what you should have did because you didn't feel like it. Do you follow me? Do you understand? So the enemy will even try to get you in your own understanding to break the rules of what you know to be right. For what purpose? So that you suffer loss. Because the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and to what? Destroy. So God has a purpose for your what? Life. But there's preparation that's needed for you to have the God kind of life.
Yes.
Can anybody raise their hands and say, I can always do better than I'm currently doing now? Hallelujah. And guess what? God wants you to do better than you currently doing right now. Amen. I don't care how good you're living or how bad you're living. God says there's a better way to live.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So Father God said there's more. Say more.
More.
There's more. Say there's more.
There's more.
For us. And say I want more.
I want more.
Go to Proverbs chapter 25. Then we go to what? We're going to go to John chapter 3. Proverbs 25. I want to show you some things. Say, I am a child of God, called
to be all
God has called me to be.
Say,
if I'm not a child of God, I can be one today and walk in everything that he has for me. For Jesus died not to condemn us, but that through him, every man, say every man, can be saved. Saved from what, Father? Saved from what? The penalty of sin, which brings forth damnation and hell. God did not create mankind for hell. It was created for Satan and his devils. But if you align with Satan, you're going to get the punishment that he's supposed to have. Do you follow me?
Amen.
And Jesus says, listen here, man. I didn't come to bring judgment on the planet. I'm here as the Lamb of God. Say the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The Lamb of God who came to save man from their what? Sins. But I'm coming back. Say, he's coming back.
Coming back.
And when he's coming back, he's coming like a lion. And lions come to tell stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And he's coming to execute judgment.
Yes, sir.
So we are in the age of grace. Say, the dispensation of grace.
Dispensation of grace.
So that God can do what? He can bring us into his family. Amen. Say, Proverbs chapter 25.
Proverbs chapter 25.
Verse 2. Are you there with me?
Amen.
The scripture says, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. What does conceal mean? To hide it. Say, it brings God glory to what? Hide it. Or to what? Cover. Say cover. It's the glory of God to hide, conceal, or cover a thing. But it's the glory of kings. Say this, but the glory, but the honor of kings is to search out what? The matter. So this Bible, say this Bible. Is the matter you need to be searching out.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Say the scripture. Is the matter.
When
it says matter, it's the issues. Say the issues. It's the revelation that unveils issues that you don't know. It's a revelation to expose you to what you don't know, but what is also true.
Amen.
Huh? Because see, just because you don't know something don't mean it's not true.
Right.
Just means you don't know what's true for you.
Do
you follow me? And you will miss out, say miss out, on the truths that God has for you.
Yes.
So God has put everything you need to know about him, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and your purpose in the earth in this book. But Satan comes to say, you ain't, hallelujah, you ain't smart enough to understand this. Or you might be smart enough, but you need something else. This ain't enough. Do you follow me? Because the enemy knows, say Satan knows. He knows what the word of God will do for you. But you don't know enough of the word of God to know what it will. So he'll bring circumstances and situations in your life. He'll raise you up in a family that didn't know God, and you'll raise children that don't know God, and you'll have generations of failure in your life because you don't have the matter that brings about the results that God has for you to be successful. Do you follow what I'm saying? So going to church ain't enough. Can I tell you that? Coming to fellowship is not enough. You must take what is given in fellowship and study it for yourself. Do you follow what I'm saying? And say, not only study, but do what you learn. Do you follow what I'm saying? So God is responsible for giving you his word and giving you the Holy Spirit so you can learn it. But it's your and my responsibility to do what he says. Do you follow that? Does that make sense? It makes sense, doesn't it? They give you a job. What do they expect you to do? To learn. Say learn. What they expect of you. And as a result of you doing what they expect, they give you a benefit, which is a check. Or maybe insurance. You follow me? Or whatever it is that job entails. Do you follow me? God being much greater than man, when you do what he says, he has even greater benefits for you. Because not only will those benefits benefit you, they'll benefit you and your whole household and generations to come in your family. And not only will God be good to you, but God will be better to your children than you. Because what you did, your children will get, and they will get more than you because they know more than you earlier than you knew. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right. And as a result of that, as they continue generationally, that family, glory to God, will not only become rich, they'll stay rich. Amen. Rich in the knowledge of God. Rich in the promises of the Father. Rich in an understanding of what the Word of God says and how the kingdom of heaven works. Rich in putting business practices together, establishing businesses, being successful in business, being successful educationally. That whole family will take off. Why? Because they found out that the issue for success in life is found in God's word and relationship with him.
Amen.
So God hides his word from those who don't value it. Because the scripture says, don't give swine your good things to swine. What's he saying? Pigs don't value nothing but sloth. They'll eat anything you put in there. So the gold ring is in there. Clint, they ain't gonna have about the gold ring. They're gonna try to eat it. The gold could get them something that they couldn't get before. And what he's using is a metaphor to show human beings, say some human beings, operates like pigs. They'll live in anything. They'll live with anybody. They'll do whatever they want to do. They'll miss out on the opportunities that God has provided. What did we say poor was? People overlooking opportunities, what? Repeatedly. And poor, you can be rich and still be poor. Because you're always overlooking the opportunities of God. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? So poverty, what? It's a mindset. Rich people who overlook opportunities will eventually be poor people. Because they miss out what? On the offer what? The tunings. Opportunities that comes before them. So it's not a God. It doesn't really matter to God whether you're rich or poor. Say rich or poor.
Rich or poor.
He's going to help you anyway. But if you have the wrong mindset, his word won't matter to you. And you won't do it unless, say unless, you think it benefits you. Do you follow that? Do you follow that? So that's why God says we're getting ready to go what? To the next level. Say next level living.
Next level living.
Requires next level preparation. You got to learn it so you can put it in practice. You follow what I'm saying? Say all things are possible. Say to those who believe. About 20 years ago, I met a man named Ike Lewis. Ike Lewis went to prison. Now it's more like 30, ain't it, honey? It's more like 30. Now, Brother Ike came out of prison, couldn't get a job. You know why he couldn't get a job? Because he had a record.
And back 30 years ago, it's hard to get a job with a record. So he couldn't get a record. He couldn't get a job because he what? He had a record. Couldn't get it expunged because it was a federal crime. You follow me? He came to God. So he came to God. He repented before the Father, received Christ as Savior, and he says, Father, give me an idea. Give me something to do that I can take care of my family. 30 years ago, people didn't have mobile car wash enterprises. The Lord says, start washing cars like you did when you was X amount of age. And he says, I'm going to open doors for you. He looked at it and said, washing cars? He said, yes, wash cars. Now, the natural-minded man says, I can't make no money washing cars. That's why God says, your mind ain't worth nothing if you don't follow what I say. Because I don't ever tell you anything that makes sense to you. Although it should, because I told you all things are possible to those who will believe. Brother Ike started washing cars. And for what? Say for a minute. Didn't look like nothing was happening. But he started getting the attention of some people with money who had nice cars. And they started to see what the other cars looked like. And so they let Ike do their car. And when Ike did one car, the other people said, where do you get your car done at? You follow what I'm saying? Next thing you know, Ike getting a list. Say getting a list of clients. Say clients. This is at Jesus People Ministries where Pastor Reed and I used to serve in Miami off of 836, 826. And Brother Ike started doing what God said, mobile. Say mobile. He started going around and doing cars so the people didn't have to, he didn't have a location because he didn't have no money to pay for no building. And God said, you don't need a building. You just need a tank with some water and some cleaning food, and you can go do what you need to do. And eventually what Brother Ike started doing, because he loved God, he got so much business, he started getting other brothers who had prison records to work with him. He started pulling together other brothers out of prison, leading them to the Lord, getting them filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they started working with them. And essentially what Brother Ike did in Miami for a lot of them was start a cleaning service for cars that hired other people. And Brother Ike sent his kids to school, bought a real nice house, and he drives Benzes, Mercedes. He drives nice cars. Because he had an idea from the Father. He was willing to work hard. Say work hard. People don't like to work hard. They want to get rich quick. You get rich quick, you get poor quick. Because you didn't know how to make the money, and you won't be able to get it back when you lose it. That's why most people who win the lottery are broke in 5 years. Don't have no money left. Most 9 out of 10 times, they got bills. I knew you get them. The yin yang. Why? Because if you don't know how to make something, you won't know how to create it when you lose it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God doesn't play games. No, God is looking for people who are willing to get some stuff done. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, you don't have to go there. You hear me talk about it all the time. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. The eyes of the Lord are going to and fro, looking for someone who he can show himself mighty through. If God is looking for somebody who he can show himself mighty, what does that person look like? It looks like a person that believes what God says. What does it look like, Pastor? It looks like a person who prepares himself. Say preparation. The act or process of making ready for use or service. You make yourself ready for God's use or service. How do you make yourself ready? I'm willing, God, where you want me to go. Don't make sense, but I'll do it anyway. And not only did other people do what Brother I did, hallelujah, because you got a whole lot of people that make a whole living cleaning cars. People are paid for you to detail their cars. I'm paid to get my car detailed. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, but if you're willing to work and work hard, God will make you what? Not only an employer, have your own business, he'll help you what? Employ other folks.
Yes.
You just got to be willing to work hard.
Yes.
Got another brother named Jeff in Atlanta, Georgia. All he does, he's a welder. He repairs 18-wheeler trucks. That's all he does. He's got clients that pay him. Got a nice truck, don't he, baby? Nice truck. Well, he drives a Hummer. Mm-hmm. He drives a Mercedes. The Mercedes was given to him. You know why? Because God loves him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Man gave his son, his best friend died. Mm-hmm. Huh? And his daddy said, Jeff, I don't have a need for this Mercedes. You come get it. God will set you up when he can trust you. God will set you up when he can trust you. Jeff got more cars than he got to shake a stick at. Huh? But Jeff works hard. Say, works hard. And not only does he give God tithes, he gives God offerings. And then he does stuff like this. He opens his house to Pastor Rita and me. We can stay there all any time we want to. Don't have to worry about no food. He'll even buy clothes if we let him. But people, say people. Who prepare themselves for use by God will always go to the next level.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Say next level living.
Yes, sir.
Comes from next level preparation.
Comes from next level preparation.
And Jesus has got his hands on you.
Amen.
In this fellowship to take you to the next level.
Amen.
Say
hands on you.
To take you to the next level. Say
line up.
And go with it.
Might
not look good sometimes. Might not look like it make any sense. But if you follow God, the end will always be better than what you see.
Amen.
The end will always be better than what you see. Follow God.
Hmm?
Follow God. Say, follow God.
1
Corinthians chapter 2. Huh? We're going to go to Steve. We're going to, y'all go to John. We're going to stick in John. I'll just give you some other scriptures. I have not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of man the good things that God has what? Established for those who love him.
Yes.
So who are you to sit here and say, you know everything?
Mm-hmm.
Now God don't look right. God don't ask you whether it look right or not.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't ask Moses, does it look right?
Mm-hmm.
God didn't ask Moses, could you do this? He told Moses, you can do this. Do you follow what I'm saying? And God, Moses provoked God, but God stuck with him. Because he was God's man. You follow me? Look at your neighbor and says, you God's man and you God's woman.
God's man and God's woman.
He's sticking with you.
Stick with him.
Say, stick with the Father.
Say,
go with the Father. Now, if the Father says, your eyes have not seen nor your ear heard, nor has entered into your heart. Say, the heart. And that's God saying, you can't even comprehend what I want to do for you. You don't even have a clue where I want to take you. But know this, say know this. I want to take you somewhere. Huh? And I want to do some things for you. He says the things I want to do for you are so great that you can't even visualize it in your own mind. I have to make it happen for you. I have to make it happen for you. Because it's bigger than your natural mind can even presume. You can't even wrap your head. It's so big sometimes you got, if I tell it to you, you're going to walk away and say, I can't do this. They never told you you couldn't do it. He said, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Do you follow me?
Amen.
So God gives you bits and pieces. Why? Because he gives you the whole package. You will circumvent what his desires for you is. What does it mean circumvent? You'll cut it off.
Yeah.
Why? Because you say, I can't do that. And that's the wrong mindset. Say wrong mindset. Say, when you go to the new level, you go there with a new level of thinking. And your thinking should be this. Nothing is impossible with God. Say
nothing.
It's impossible with God. As a matter of fact, the scripture says, with God, all things are possible. Say, with God. Not by yourself, but with God. Say, you got to walk with God. You got to do what the Father says. Say, do what the Father says. Say, do what the Father says. And you will have what the Father has determined you should have. John chapter 3. Are you all getting something out of this? See, God wouldn't be giving us this to learn. Because guess what? Though I be teaching it, guess what? I be. Say, Pastor, when you use the Bible, okay? I'm teaching it because God is showing me. It's not, as Paul says, not like I've already obtained. I'm walking, pressing in towards the high mark of Christ Jesus, even as you all are pressing in.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you follow that. Say, press in. John chapter 3. You've heard this before. Say, simple passage, but full of profound inspiration and direction. Because when you think you know a scripture and you've exhausted it, you become foolish. Say, I can never exhaust the word of God in my lifetime. But I can glean and receive right now revelation to take me to places I never thought possible. Hallelujah. Give God praise in the house. Amen. Amen. See, Jesus said, I came that you might what? Have life. Let's read this. John chapter 3, verse number 1. I'm going to start reading there. Are you with me? I'll give you a few seconds to get there. When you get to John 3, verse 1, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Scripture says this. There was a man of the Pharisees. Say Pharisees.
Pharisees.
That was the largest sect in Jesus' time, religious sect that Jesus had to deal with. The others were the Essenes, amen, the Hermonians, and all these other guys. But these Pharisees were the ones that gave Jesus a very difficult time. Say religious folks.
Religious folks.
Who want you to do right while they do wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Say religious folks. They tell you what not to do, but they do it behind closed doors. You understand what I'm saying? Say religious folks. Tell you not to have a girlfriend on the side, they got two on the side. You understand what I'm saying? Say religious folks. They tell you to pay tithes, but they don't pay no tithes. You follow what I'm saying? Say hypocrites. They say one thing and what? Do another. Uh-huh. Do you follow what I'm saying? Jesus said them brothers gonna have a rough time. Say rough time. It's gonna be small. They're gonna be kindling for the fire. You understand what I'm saying? You follow me? And he says, don't follow them. Say, don't follow them.
Don't follow them.
Mm-hmm. Say, follow the word.
Follow the word.
He said, don't you become a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. Sitting up here shouting and dancing. You living an alternate life outside where nobody can see you. Because God sees you. You can hire from Pastor Rich. You can hire from Uncle Wesley. But you can't hire from God. Glory to God. Amen. He says, there was a man of the Pharisees, verse 1, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Say, Nicodemus had prominence. Nicodemus had authority. Nicodemus believed in Jesus, but not in public. Nicodemus won't tell nobody he knew Jesus in public. Nicodemus, I call him Nick at night. Nick at night. Nick show up at night and say, Jesus, bruh, I'm walking around every day. I'm in the synagogue. You want to come see me? What's up with that, Nick? What's up? You can find me in the synagogue, Nick. I'm there 8 hours a day, Nick. I'm trying to get some sleep, Nick. You come knocking on my door. Lord Jesus. Verse number 2. The same came to Jesus by night, Nick by night, and said unto him, Rabbi meaning teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. If you know he a teacher come from God, how come you got to come at night to see him? Because Nick was scared of the Pharisees. Nick had that position, wanted that money, wanted that title, wanted that authority, wanted that recognition of the people. But Jesus saw it. Say, saw it. Hallelujah. For what he was. But he also saw him for what he could be. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, the Lord will see what you are, but he always sees you and finished in God's perspective. Do you understand what I'm saying? God, Jesus saw what Nicodemus could be. He didn't look at where he was. He said, if he follows me, he can be up here. And that's how he sees you. Glory to God. Do you follow me there? Says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. This brother knows that God is real, but he's dealing with his position. Dealing with his lifestyle. I'll lose some things if I go with Christ. You're going to lose when you go with Christ, but you're going to gain when you walk with him. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to gain more than you lost. Glory to God. Say, go gain. Say, more than I lost. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Say, Nick.
Amen.
Pimping in at night.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says in verse number 3, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Right here, God is making a distinction. There's two types of lives. And we have to be able to separate and identify. Say, two types of lives.
Two types of lives.
Jesus says, "I came that you might have life." What type of life is Jesus talking about? You mean there's something different? I thought I was living life. I thought I was living life. What do you mean, Jesus, there's another type of life? Nicodemus is like, "Hey, what? What you talking about, man?" Nicodemus said to them, "How can a man be born when he is old, dude? Can he either be, what did he say? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Nicodemus is looking at things from the natural intellectual perspective. Not recognizing that there's a spiritual perspective that supersedes and overrides your natural perspective. So you got to look at life from two perspectives if you want to be successful in God.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He has to show you some things. See, most people live in sin because they think that's the only life. But there's another life. And Jesus says, "I've come to give you that life." Do you follow? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit." He's broken down right there. There's a natural birth, Nicodemus, and there is a spiritual birth. In the natural birth, a child comes out of the water in the embryonic sac of a woman. When that water bursts, guess what? The baby comes out. That's the natural birth. Say natural birth. Everybody that comes into the earth has to come through the earth. What? Through the natural birth canal of a woman. But there's another canal that you got to go through to get to the Father. Why? Because the Father says, there's the natural and then there is the spiritual. You got to understand the difference between the two. So Jesus is teaching the teacher who thought he knew that you don't know what you think you know. That's why he said, "Never think you know it all, but always seek to know it all." Do you follow me here? Say, "Always seek to know it all." Look what he says here. Says, if he don't do this, he won't enter into the kingdom of God. Then verse number 6, that which is born of the
flesh.
Say, the natural. Natural human nature. That's what he's talking about. Is of what? Natural human nature.
Yes.
The flesh. And that which is born of the what?
Spirit
is what?
Spirit.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
Now notice it has big S and little S. Big S is God.
Yeah.
Little spirit is you.
Because
you come out of God. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You follow that? Big spirit talks about God's spirit. Little spirit's talking about you.
Yeah.
You follow that thing?
Man.
Glory to God. And then it says, man, marvel not. 2020 vernacular. Don't trip. Marvel not. No. And we said, man, don't trip. It's cool. That's what Jesus is saying right now. Jesus is cool now. Says, marvel not. Say, marvel not. That I said thee, unto thee, ye must be what? Born again. He says, why? Because the wind goeth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but you don't know where it's coming from. But I tell you, whence it cometh. Where they goeth. So is everyone that is what? Born of the Spirit. Holy Spirit can do whatever he wants to do. Can move anywhere in your life that he desires to move. You just got to be willing to flow where he wants you to go.
Amen.
Say flow where he wants you to go.
Flow where he wants you to go.
Nicodemus in verse number 9 answered and said to them, how can these things be true? Intellectual! Ran into a man yesterday like that. Holy Spirit gave me a word for him. Said, don't try to figure this out with your mind. Because your natural mind can't figure out how God moves by the Spirit. It'll mess you up every time.
Amen.
Just receive it. Say, receive it.
Because
God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Say, God know what he's doing. God know where you are right now.
Yes.
God has an answer for you right now.
Yes.
But the Father says, how bad do you want it? He says, how bad do you want it? What are you willing to give up to get me? Because see, when you're talking about giving up everything, God says, no, I can do some things. But he's going to check your heart. Say, check your heart. Because words don't mean nothing to God. Actions do.
My God.
Say, words don't mean anything to the Father. If they're not backed by actions. Words backed by actions get God's attention. You know you have some friends tell you stuff and you say, man, I don't believe I do. You know some people, they start talking, you be like this right here. Don't believe nothing that Jehovah said. Because his words don't what? Mean nothing. Because they don't mean nothing to him. He tell you he's going to pay you back. You ain't seen him for 6 years. Because words without action don't mean it. On a continuous basis. Say continuous. Because everybody makes mistakes. But when they make continuous mistakes, it's like, nah, bro, I can't trust you. I'm going to wait so you know what I'm talking about. You feel me? You follow what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So he's telling us, say, if you're going to live this life, you got to know which life to live. You got to make a distinction. You can't live both lives. Because one life subtracts from you, another life adds to you. You follow what I'm saying? The natural life takes away from you. The spiritual life adds to you. You understand what I'm saying? You see what God is saying? You got to make a distinction. Say, make a distinction. And you don't have to have nobody teach you this. You know this already in your own life. Some things you do subtract it from your life. Some things you did that was right, add it to your life. You just got to do that consistently. Continuously. You follow me? Then verse number 10, Jesus, say Jesus. After Nicodemus was like, man, how can this be true? Nicodemus is tripping because he's thinking naturally. You right, Nicodemus. A man cannot go back into his mother's womb. You right. But I'm talking about another level of living, brother. There's another level of living I'm thinking about here. You understand what I'm saying? And what happens is, glory to God, when we start mixing our thoughts with God's thoughts, we dilute God's word and we miss out on his promises. So he has to take all your mind away, your thoughts away. How do you do that? Reading his word. So you can quit. Say, quit sabotaging your success.
Amen.
Say, quit sabotaging my success by believing my words, which ain't even been proven. You see what I'm saying? Your words ain't even been proven. But child, you know I'm going to lose out if I give God some money. You ain't gave God no money. How you know you're going to lose out? You're going against the word of God now. So you ain't giving God no money because you're like, well, I ain't going to have enough. Who told you that? You did. Why is that? Because you got a poverty mentality. That was birthed in you. Say birthed in you. Over a period of time. And now you miss out on what God has for you. You have not, because you. So if you ask, guess what? You're gonna have. You don't ask what the what. See, if you ask, guess what? Two answers, yes or no.
Amen.
If you don't ask, it's one answer. No, you ain't gonna get it. That's a given. It ain't gonna come. You understand what I'm saying? You follow me? But you have to have say faith, which is courage to ask. You never know if you don't what. Follow what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying. And look what Jesus said. Verse number 10. Jesus answered and said to them, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He said, Nicodemus, listen, dude, you're supposed to know this. You teaching folks and you don't understand this concept? Nicodemus, you're teaching people. Every day they come into the synagogue, you're laying down what's supposed to be the word of God and you don't even understand this concept. What he's telling Nicodemus to do is humble himself. Say, humble yourself. Then he says, verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. What Jesus says, I'm saying what I already know, dude, and I'm telling you what I've already seen. Jesus been with the Father. Jesus came from the Father. Jesus sees the things that's going to happen before they show up because the Father showed it to him. And Jesus saw Nicodemus, Nick at night, coming to check him out. And he had a word for Nick. So he had a word for Nick. Just like he had a word for us. You know what I mean? We used to be nigga night too. Lord Jesus, have mercy. No, nobody hear you in that prayer. Lord, I'm gonna. All y'all been nigga niggas. All of us been nigga niggas at one time or another. You understand what I'm saying? Say nigga at night. Praise him. Glory to God. Verse 12. I have told you earthly things and you believe not. Say earthly things. And you believe not. That's incredible right there. How shall you believe if you can't even, how can you believe spiritual things if you can't comprehend the earthly things I'm telling you? That's what Jesus is telling Nicodemus.
Pastor,
yes, ma'am.
I have a question. Back what you just said, you talking about natural things, earthly things. What does that mean?
Earthly things. Can I give you a perfect example?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. An earthly thing will be this. Pray daily.
Yeah.
Earthly things. Keep yourself pure. Earthly things. Go to work on time. Earthly things. Be nice to people. He said, I'm telling you earthly things. If you go to work one time, you'll keep your job. Earthly things. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In essence, I'm telling you things that will benefit you in the earth realm. Do you follow what I'm saying? Say earthly things.
Earthly.
That's what he's talking about. Things that pertain to you being successful in life. Quit cussing. Earthly things. They brought the woman before her. Dropped her in front of Jesus. The Bible says they caught her in the act of adultery. Now what they didn't do was, because Leviticus says, if you catch the man and the woman in adultery, bring both of them jokers here.
Right.
Where he at? Where he at? Oh, you all of a sudden you just get the woman, you left the brother there. Where he at? But what did Jesus tell the woman? She said, he said, after he told them, ye who have sinned, cast the first stone. Then he started to write some things on the ground. I'm taking a little bit of the spiritual license here. I kind of think Jesus was writing out their sins in front of them. Then the Bible says the oldest started first. Say the oldest.
The old
dude started walking out. The old Jesus started walking away, dropping their watch. Then everybody left. Then Jesus said, woman, where are thy accusers? And she looked around. Now she butt naked.
Right.
See, they make it butt, say butt naked.
Butt naked. Right.
And it's just all her flesh is exposed. And Jesus says, where are thy accusers? She says, Lord, there are none. She said, Lord, there are none. Jesus says, then neither do I accuse you, but go and don't sin no more.
Right. Yeah.
That's earthly. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what he meant when he said earthly. See? So he's telling the demons, I'm trying to take it from the earth and get it to the spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Says, if I tell you heavenly things, how are you going to believe? Verse 13. And no man hath ascended or risen up. See, ascend means to rise up. To go up, say to go up. And no man hath gone up to heaven or ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He's talking about himself.
Amen.
Do you follow me? Say Jesus is talking about himself in the scripture. Because he was the only one that what? Ascended. Then verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be what? Lifted up. He's speaking of his crucifixion. Jesus told him, I came, say, to die. Say, he came. To die. Then verse 15, he says here, that whosoever believeth in him should not what?
Perish.
But have what? So there's a what? Eternal life. Say, spiritual life. And there's a what? Natural life. Say, spirit.
And natural.
Jesus was making the distinction. Why? Because you need to understand which level of living he's talking about. Say next level.
Next level.
Living.
Living.
Next level.
Next level.
Living.
Living.
Prepares me for.
Prepares me for.
Or it comes by.
Comes by.
Next level what? Preparation.
Say, next level of preparation.
Uh-huh.
So say, Jesus has come to give me life. Say, the God kind of life. Because the God kind of life, this life is called Zoe. Say, Zoe. In the Greek. Uh-huh. And it means spirit-led. Say, a spirit life. That's what the Bible says. You are what? Peculiar people. Say, peculiar people. Why are you peculiar? Because you are you recognize, say, recognize that the Spirit of God lives in me. Say, Spirit of God. Say, lives in me. What does that mean? Spirit of God lives in me. What it means is that you can make a decision to choose God or not. Cam Newton does this and says, what? Superman. Superman is not a natural man. Superman is a supernatural man. I ain't seen Cam fly yet. You understand?
Yes.
But with you, say, but with me. Say, in the spirit.
In the spirit.
I can do things that natural man can't do. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you can clap on that. Now, what has to happen? God has to reveal to you what that means, because when I say Superman to you, if you don't have a point of reference, you can't even grasp what I'm saying. Because it don't make sense to you. Do you follow me? So God comes to take you to the next level. Say next level.
Next level.
Which means that when you pray, stuff should happen. I can't hear you. When you pray, things should happen. Why? Because you've got the supernatural power of God dwelling on the inside of you, and the words of God, which are like these singing missiles, amen, going to determine what God wants to have happen for you and for happen for others. Do you follow me, saints? Say, Pastor, trying to go slow so you can process this. Because some of y'all think faster than others. You understand what I'm saying? Say, by the Spirit. You have to meditate on this, because God doesn't have us being taught this to go back and put it on the shelf and say that was just a good word. Because you're going to be held accountable for what you receive. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because God wants you to attain. Say, obtain.
Obtain.
Say, he wants you to obtain this. Glory to God. Go to Matthew 7:7.
Pastor, real quick.
Yes. Yes. The Godhead. Hallelujah. Father, Son, what?
Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, what?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, amen. Say, God kind of life.
God kind of life.
Say, next level living.
Next level living.
Say, next level living.
Next level living.
That's where I'm going.
That's where I'm going.
Say, next level living. You got Matthew 7.
Yes, sir.
Verse number 7. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Say, God wants you to have this. When you go home, say, God, show me this. Show me what next level living is. Open this word up to me. So I can walk in everything you have for me. Are you there, Matthew? Look what he says. It's just ask. Verse number 7. Are you there?
Yes.
Ask, and it shall be what?
Yes.
Seek. What's
well,
seek mean?
Look for.
Look for it.
Search.
Can I give you another one? Persistently look for it.
Persistently look
for it. What's persistent mean?
Yeah.
Keep looking till you find it. Say, come look until you find it. Say, keep pursuing until he can find him.
That's good.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because
your flesh will get weak. And your mind will get involved with weak flesh and say, well, he ain't here. God said that right here, look at you in the face, wait for
okay.
You can't see the Father, but he can see you.
Yes.
And what he's saying is, how bad does she want?
Amen.
What is she willing to do for us? You follow me? It's 5 minutes and she's fainting already. 5 minutes and he fainting. You understand what I'm saying?
That's real.
The Father's right there. He's seeing how bad you want.
Yeah.
And typically, say typically, you start bawling and crying. When you start bawling and crying, God said, now I know it.
I know, because now she wants this so bad. He or she, they ball in front of me. God says, now I can drop it. Why? Because they want it. What you want bad enough, you do whatever it takes to get it. And you get frustration. God, why are you not talking to me? He said, okay, keep coming, baby. I hear you. You give it up everything. You give it up. Cutting off the TV, huh? You ain't picking up the phone no more. Bobo can't call you because we be looking for Bobo. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Quanisha can't call you because you ain't no time for Quanisha. Right. Your boy's calling and saying, hey, man, let's come play some ball. Let's go out and shoot some pool. Let's go out and get a drink. No, man, I'm running after God. I don't need all that. That's what God said. Now I know he's serious. All the other stuff he used to do don't matter no more. I just want him. Because the Bible says this. Where can you go? Where can you hide from God? Where can you hide from God? You know, God, right there, you praise him. He said, how bad you want this? How bad you want me? You know how some of y'all females used to do it? You don't answer the phone. You're going to see how bad he wants you. Will he call it back? You follow that. Uncle Wesley, you know how much when we said the world glory to God, we won't answer the phone. See how much they want me. Well, I ain't going to answer this phone. See if she called back. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? God, say God. He want to see how bad you want him. Or are you trying to pimp him?
All right.
Pimp that. You get what you want, and God don't see you no more for 6 years. See, God come to check out your heart. He'll show you you. See, God already knows us, but he'll show you you. If I bring Bobo back on the scene, will you kick me to the curb for Bobo? You follow what I'm saying? Leroy, Cassius, Charles, Quantavius, whatever you call it. You understand what I'm saying? Enrique, Snickerell, whatever you call it. God said, if I let him back in your life, will you let him in? How much do you love me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God will try you. Say, he'll try you. Say, ask and it should be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock. Say, knock.
Knock.
What does that mean? Persistently pursuing Father God. Knocking on the doors of heaven. See, God ain't going nowhere till you show up in my life. God, I ain't leaving here till you show up in my life.
Amen.
You got to do something. You got to do this. And God says, when he finds somebody hungry and desperate for him like that, he will withhold no good thing from you.
Yes, sir.
So that's what next level living is.
Yes,
when God becomes the only thing, say the only thing that can trigger you. When it's all about him, say all about him.
All about him.
Glory to God. Say the Holy Ghost is dropping the rain today.
Yeah.
Rain is a symbol of the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For everyone that asketh, verse number 8, what? Everyone that asketh what?
Receive.
For everyone that asketh what?
Receive.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Huh? Say, really, do you believe that?
Yes.
Because some of y'all are asking, you ain't heard.
Come on, man.
Huh? Y'all saying yes, but y'all look at it. They go, well, why we all God ain't mentioned nothing about this. But he says, keep on asking. Say, keep on asking.
Keep on asking.
Can we be real?
Yes, sir.
You asked for 2 days, ain't that showed up? And God said, why you stop?
That's a good question.
Do you follow me? You know, why did you stop? You stopped because you ain't seen no answers. But see, you don't understand what's happening in the realm of the spirit either.
Because
when you start asking God for things and decreeing, the angels are moving.
Come on.
But guess what? The people who have your stuff, they ain't going to move just because they ask.
Come on.
God done asked you to do something for somebody. You ain't do it, but guess what? That person's still asking.
Come on.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, God gives people opportunities to bless other people, but guess what? He don't make you give what you don't want to give. But he will have somebody besides you. Because he'll say, y'all don't want it, I'm going to give it to them.
Right.
They don't want it, I'm going to give it to them. Somebody, say somebody.
Somebody.
Go hear God and send the answers to the prayer that that person been asking for. If they don't give up.
They don't give up.
see, you gotta see how God moves. Because everybody, say everybody, ain't yielding to what God is saying. That's why the scripture says his eyes are going to and fro. It's true. He can sow himself mighty through.
Yes.
God does this every day.
Yes.
Say every day.
Every day.
24/7, 365. Prayers are being given, and the host of heaven are moving to bring it to pass.
Right.
But he uses people to bless other people.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you follow me saying?
Yes.
Huh? So you don't understand that when you stop praying, you stop a chain reaction of activity that's working together for your good. Am I making sense? There's a chain reaction of spiritual activity that's initiated when you start to pray. And it's moving as you're praying. Well, Pastor, give me an illustration. Daniel was praying for 21 days. He could have stopped day 7, day 3, day 20, huh? And would have missed out on the revelation of Daniel that God had for him to write. But he pressed in, say pressed in. He asked, say he asked. He sought, amen, and he received. Because he didn't stop until what was required or prayed for came to pass. That's what God is saying. Don't stop praying until you get the promise of what you asked God for. And that is next level living.
Yes.
Do you follow me? That's what next level living is. It's you, say me. I can. Say I can.
Make it ready
for use or service. So when you're praying, guess what? You're doing a service unto the Lord. He tells you to ask. Say ask.
Yes.
And keep on asking.
Keep on asking.
Well, until it comes to pass.
Yeah.
Huh? Waiting for some kids to get saved? Keep praying.
Keep praying.
Uh-huh. Say keep praying.
Keep praying.
Because in the process, what is he doing? He's teaching you how to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. What else is he teaching you? He's teaching you, glory to God, how to persevere. How to persevere. Say persevere.
Persevere.
Say persist.
Persist.
Don't give up. And it's building what? Building confidence in you.
Yeah.
So now you see that thing kind of fast. Guess what? You can pray for other folks.
Yes.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
Say build a muscle.
Build a muscle.
And it's going to be strong. You got to handle stress. And not be tired. The prayer muscles on the body of Christ ain't is non-existent. People can't pray 5 minutes. Don't let them lay down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I thank you. You follow what I'm saying? I used to do that. Why do you lay down when you pray? My wife be like, okay, sorry, brother, you just the teacher. Okay, we are. You don't go to sleep. The God was just praying for you. You follow what I'm saying? It's a discipline. And this is next level. Say next level lives.
Next level living.
Say preparing us.
Preparing us.
Because we don't labor enough to receive the results required. Say it's a labor. And God is checking the level of what? Faith. Faith comes by
hearing.
Faith comes by hearing. So your prayers build faith in you. Because if you pray in the word of God, it's going to build faith in you. Pray for what? To believe that what I'm praying for is going to come to pass. Do you follow me? Because the word has it already established. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And if we know that he hears us, and we know that he does, because the Bible says he hears our prayers. Psalms, David said in the book of Psalms, he collects our prayers. It says, if we know that we hear, then we also know and are confident in this fact, that because he hears us, we have the petitions that we bring before him.
Amen.
You following?
Amen.
So say the word.
Word.
The word of God, man, is the what? It is indeed, glory to God, the power of God to bring into manifestation everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You getting something out of this?
Yes, sir.
First Peter,
Say, I'm talking about what? Next level what?
Next level living.
Next level living. Say next level living.
Next level living.
Mm-hmm. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
If you hear it and put it into action, will you have it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Glory to God. How long does it take? I don't know, but it's, I'm going to do it as long as it takes to get what I need. You understand what I'm saying?
Persistent.
Mm-hmm. It's a persistent thing. Say discipline.
Discipline.
And that's what God is developing in his people. Say
a persistence.
And a discipline. To stick with it. Because when you pray, God expects you to get your results.
Amen.
So you.
You.
To receive results.
To receive results.
God wants you to receive.
God wants you to receive.
And have results.
And
say results.
Results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why are results necessary? Because results bring forth belief.
Mm-hmm.
Say belief.
Belief.
So confidence comes with that. God wants you to have confidence in what he says.
Yeah.
And as you put the word into practice and you receive the promises, your confidence in God grows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people, glory to God, have no confidence in God, when stuff don't work the way it should. Because, guess what? Many times it's because of poor teaching. Other times it's because they do not persistently persist. Say persistent. What's the other one? Murmur and complain.
Yes.
Say murmur and complain.
When
you always complain about what you don't have, when you're always complaining that you don't have enough, what you are doing is really causing the enemy to galvanize around you and begin to create a barrier that now you can definitely not get what God has for you.
Amen.
Amen. So now angels, if angels hearken to the what? The will of God, which is the word of God.
Yes.
What's the opposite? Because Satan does what? The opposite.
Yes.
So if you murmur and complain, the demons are like this right here. Keep on talking. Keep on talking. Keep on talking. Yeah. You're right. You don't have nothing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're going to be broke. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're going to jail. Because they what? They echo what you echo.
Yeah.
Huh? Now your high blood pressure going up. Say blood pressure going up.
Now you got
a leaking gut. Something. Why? Because now you got acid all up in you. Because what? When you get anxious, you start releasing acidic flows into your stomach. Now you can't keep food down. You follow me? Now you can't sleep. And then it is not where you are. Yeah, you going down. You're going straight to jail. Yep. They coming to get you tomorrow. They already signed an affidavit to come get you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
Why? Because now you've invited them in and they messing with you.
Yes, sir.
What's their purpose? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's why what you say is so powerful. Say so powerful.
So powerful.
Uh-huh. Because you got to say what God says.
Yeah.
And not what your flesh says.
Amen.
Not with your flesh. Well, what's my flesh? My mind, my will, and my what?
Emotions.
So the enemy comes to flood your emotions, comes to flood your intellect, comes to flood what? Your emotions. And how is the door open? By your own mouth. Say, by my own mouth. He has no access to you. He said, you give it to him. You give it to him by opening your mouth, saying the wrong thing.
Yes.
Do you see how strategic God is?
Amen.
Is he not practical?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. He's very practical. So that's why Jesus says, be slow to speak and quick to hear.
Yes.
What are you hearing? You're hearing the word of God.
Right.
I want to hear what God says about the matter before I open my mouth. But the enemy tries to get you excited and afraid, so you don't open your mouth. Oh my God, we're going to lose everything. He said, I got it. Come on in, Phil. We're right there now. Your situation is worse than when you began. Oh Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh Jesus, Lord, have mercy. You ain't prayed yet. Hey, got a phone call. Now here comes the devil. Say, call her right now. She messed up. Say whatever she want to say. Girl, please. You know I ain't about to get. I ain't got no money. You right, girl. You ain't got a dime. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do either.
Right.
That's why you got to watch your friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to watch who you talk to. Sometimes sisters and brothers ain't going to talk to you.
Yes.
Because they just, what? They just going to make the situation worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why are you hearing the people all that way over there?
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to stop top of your blessing.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the enemy will prepare people to go and what? Go and set a foundation for your negative words. So you keep saying, and God sitting up here saying to herself, she's going to have what she's saying. The spiritual principles don't change. The spiritual laws don't change. You will have what you say. Say good or bad?
Good or bad.
They're going to what? Come your way. But the next level living people say, we say, what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Next level people say what God says and not what I feel.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes.
And that's where you are.
Yes.
That's where you are.
Amen.
You're in a place, say a place.
Place.
Of promotion, man.
Mm-hmm.
When God starts teaching like this, he's preparing you for the next level up. Say next level up.
Next level up.
Hmm?
Good.
Preparation comes to prepare you for what's coming.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So you got to start getting on the boat. Say, get on the boat.
Get on the boat.
Uh-huh. I'm going to read 1 Peter 2.
Yes.
And then we're going to shut it out, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just say, this is a series.
It's a series.
Pastor can't teach it all at one time.
Can't teach it all at one time.
But I'm going to give it to you.
You're going to give it to us.
Uh-huh. Over a period of time.
Over a period of time.
And you're going to walk it every bit. So I'm
expecting
manifestation.
Manifestation.
Good things are
coming to
me because I trust the word. And I speak the word. And God's going to
manifest his word
for my benefit. And everyone else is good.
Amen?
Verse number 12. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to 9 first. I want you to read this. Say 9.
9.
Say, if I'm in Christ.
If I'm in Christ.
The word says this. But ye are a chosen generation. Say, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
Which means that God picked me before I showed up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm chosen.
Chosen.
A chosen generation.
Chosen.
Say, a royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood.
What does royal mean? Means king.
Yes.
Say, king.
King.
So I'm part of a kingship.
King.
I'm in the family of a king.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a priest. What's a priest do? A priest ministers unto God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A priest does what?
Ministers unto God.
Mm-hmm. On behalf of others.
Mm-hmm.
And himself.
Mm-hmm.
And herself.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you go before the Lord, you minister unto him.
Amen.
You don't go to the Lord to always beg.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
First thing coming in your mind, I need.
Yes.
You don't even want to pick up your phone and call your children when you know they're coming to ask you for something. I need this love, Jesus. You know, there's always one in the family. You, when they call, they'll call. They'll call us and need something. They'll call us, they need something. When they call it, 90% of the time, they call it because they need something. You might hear, hey, how you doing? Everything all right? Oh, things ain't good. I need XYZ. So here you go. Here we go. Now, you being a parent who desire to give your, and being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. What you think God feel like when all you come to him and the first thing on your mouth is, I need. So the priesthood, say the priesthood.
Priesthood.
Comes before God and simply says, Father, I love you.
Yes.
I just come to tell you I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I come to express to you my deepest desires. I desire to know you and to know you in the beauty of holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I want you to show me. Show me you.
Yes.
Give me, God, a heart and a hunger for you.
Yes.
I want to know you, God.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to the Father like that, you begin to touch his heart.
Because
the Father responds to the love that he places in you.
Mm-hmm.
When you simply just talk to him and say, I want to know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you today, Father? You ever wake up and ask God, what can I do for you today? That's what priests say. That's what priests do. And God moves on those type of children.
Amen.
See, God takes care of all I need. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some things we think we need, God says you don't need, so I'm going to give it to you. Because if you got it, you're going to do something stupid. You follow me? And see, when we tenderize our hearts, they tenderize our hearts. We recognize that God knows what's best for us.
Amen.
He says you're a holy nation. A royal priesthood. Say holy nation.
Holy nation.
Which means holy means set aside. Say you've been set aside.
Set aside.
For God's use.
For God's use.
That's what next level living is all about. That's what preparation for next day living is. Keeping yourself open for God. not polluting yourself with stuff that what? Repels the Father. What do I mean when I repel? You push him away. Some things is nasty before the Father. Smells like doo. Our actions, our appetites, and our desires. You follow that? And he says here, glory to God, you are peculiar. Say peculiar.
Peculiar.
Which means you're distinctive from any other. What if we thought like this? Really, what if we thought like this? You know, sometimes our whole outlook would be different. We take better care of ourselves. We change our appearance because we recognize we represent the Father.
Amen.
But most important, say most important.
Most important.
Our inner man will reflect more of him. We'll be more joyful. We'll be more expressive. Say expressive.
Expressive.
More engaging.
More engaging.
Mm-hmm. Because that's who the Father is.
Yes, amen.
He's more engaging. Say more engaging.
More engaging.
Mm-hmm. That you said, look what he says. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or distinctive people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of what?
Darkness.
Into his what?
Darkness.
What's darkness?
That's
good. Mm-hmm. Our sins. Darkness. Your sinful thinking. Hmm? Say that's darkness.
That's darkness.
Your sinful thinking. What's your sinful thinking? You mad at people?
Mm-hmm.
You have no patience with people?
Mm-hmm.
You snap at people? You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
You say things, Lord God, huh, that is not edifying, nor does it build people up. You've done everything to hurt somebody? You understand what I'm saying? But most importantly, you won't do nothing, God says. He brought you out of what?
Darkness.
That mindset into what?
His marvelous
life. What's that? Now you see God for who he is. Now you recognize, glory to God, he's good, and his mercy endures forever. Now you recognize he's worthy to be praised. It's not a praise out of my mouth, but it's a praise out of my actions. And then now my actions line up with my words. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know where you follow that? That's what next level preparation is. It's preparing you to go to the next level in him. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Lord God, say next level.
Next level.
Because you're supposed to represent him.
Yes.
Verse 12. Having your conversation honest among what? Who are the Gentiles? People that don't know Jesus.
Right.
Huh? Say people that don't know Jesus.
They don't know Jesus.
So don't be messing people up like religious folks do. Go to the restaurant and say, you just like them other Christians. Y'all don't tell them nothing. Do you follow what I'm saying? God says, Lord God, it ain't about them not doing what they're supposed to do. It's about you being a blessing to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Giving the Gentiles, say giving the Gentiles, a view of what? Peculiar people in Christ look like. Say different types. Perfect example. I remember one time my wife and I, we were in a restaurant, and this brother was taking care of these sisters, and it was obvious these sisters was in the hood, right? It was just obvious. They purchased all this food. This brother was just serving them. He was just serving them, just serving. And when he left, them sisters made sure he was out of the way. They got up out of that table and bolted out the door because they didn't want to give him a tip.
Wow.
He was serving them.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked over, and he had such a disappointing look on his face. These my sisters, they blight like me. These my sisters, I'm showing them better service than I'm doing with the white folks, which he probably shouldn't have, but you know, he's serving them and giving them everything, I mean extra and everything, and they bolted on him. And his countenance just dropped. Amen.
Yeah.
My wife said, baby, let's give him some money and minister to him.
Yes.
We have to give him no money for they tell it.
Right.
But that boy was working hard, and the Father pressed upon our hearts to go serve him, to bless him.
Yes.
That's how God wants peculiar people to act. Yes. And that boy was so happy, saying, God bless you. We want to pray for him. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. You follow me?
Yes.
That's what God wants you to be as a peculiar people.
Yes.
Amen. You, the money don't mean nothing, because you understand money out means money in.
Yes.
Money ain't mine no way, glory to God. But I've got to give them the Father will bless me.
Right.
But some people go into restaurants and be like, I want this and I want that. You better give me my stuff before I get in. And he's looking at it and say, y'all Christians?
Mm-hmm.
You just like everybody else?
Just like everybody else.
You ain't no different. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Yes.
And it says, glory to God, verse number 12, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak, say speak, against you was what? Evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorifying God in the day what? Of visitations. Submit yourself to every ordinance of God for the what? Lord's sake, whether it be of the king, what? As supreme, or to governors, as unto them that are what? Sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them to do what?
Well.
Some desire?
Desire.
To do well.
To do well.
That's next level living.
Amen.
And we're under preparation.
Amen.
For next level living. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. You got something out of that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the preparation.
For the preparation.
That I'm undergoing.
I'm undergoing.
I'm being made ready.
For next
level
use.
And next level service.
Next level service.
I appreciate you, Father.
I appreciate you, Father.
For what you're doing in my life.
For doing in my life.
That I may live on a higher plane.
Doing
more efficient things.
Doing more efficient things.
Bringing honor.
Bringing honor.
And glory.
And glory.
To the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Give him praise in the house. Give him praise in the house. Give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Trust me. Trust me.
Yes, sir.
This year's going to take a turn. Because God doesn't prepare you. He does not prepare you with having something for you to receive. So you should expect. Say expect.
I expect.
Promotions.
Promotions.
You should expect changes.
Yes.
Mm? Say decisions.
Decisions.
You have to make some decisions that might be difficult, but they need to be made.
Yes.
Because they're opening the door for your blessings to come.
Amen.
Don't let relationships.
Don't let relationships.
Messed up relationships.
Messed up relationships.
That God ain't called you to.
That ain't God
to steal from you.
To steal from
you. What God has for you.
What God has for me.
Don't let your mind.
Don't let my mind.
Pull you out of a place.
Pull me out of a place.
Of holiness.
Of holiness.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
And fulfillment.
And fulfillment.
In him.
In him.
Keep folks.
Keep folks.
Out of your life.
Out of your life.
That don't believe in Jesus Christ.
That don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Keep them out of distance. Keep them out of distance.
Keep them out of distance.
Because you're supposed to love everybody.
Yes.
But you don't let everybody in your circle.
Come on.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Love you guys.
Love you, Pastor.
Uncle West, was that good for you? God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Praise God, man. I love to see men who love the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Word of God is a